So we have the Parsha giving us the chizik not to get involved in machlokes and lashon hara. The results are very unpleasant. Even if you're not swallowed up by the earth, but it says in the Gemara and Erechin that avoid of lashon hara negoyim comes to a person to get negoyim. You say you don't mind to have some white spots on your body. And the time brings to Sefer HaKoneh that sometimes Hashem decides to forget about the coloration. Instead of the goyim, will give the person anir, loss of his estate. So then every person does not really want to be an ani, and therefore that is another good reason why not extra careful about lashon hara, not only speaking but also hearing the lashon hara. More as that it says in one place, the aveir lashon hara brings tzaras. In another place, it says the me'il of the goyim gadol was the mechaper on lashon hara and had the bells on the bottom. The coil of the bell of Ne'il that the Kohen Gadol wore, that sound, Mechaper on the negative sound of Lashon Hara. Our answer is, the difference is that if he said Lashon Hara did not affect anybody, he just said it, that's enough for the meal. But if it caused something to happen, caused some type of argument, or some feelings got hurt from it, then in the tsunami, if it did cause a result, he needs to get tzaras. If not, then the meal is mechaper. So first of all, we don't have a meal nowadays, but even if we would have it, generally speaking, the lashon hara does have an effect. It does hurt people's feelings. It can make machlokes. It's also the ketores of mechaper. So that's also only if it was done privately. The bottom line is, one should think many times before he says something to other people. Because if you're saying something negative, the results are very unpleasant. Aside from the fact that says, that's the worst of them all. If you lose your money, you still do mitzvahs. If you have tzaras, you do mitzvahs. If you're not a kabbal pnei yeshchina, you lost out the whole benefit of being a Jew. The whole benefit of being a Jew is somebody that can have a shos yeshchina. So, Mitzvah Hashem, use our voice for good things. Every Shabbos Kodesh, good times. Use our voice. Good things.